Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I pray that you are blessed this morning and in perfect health and spirits. I pray that you are absolutely well beyond your imagination and that you are expecting great things today, that you're expecting great things for this weekend. I pray that God blesses you beyond imagine. This morning I'm going to be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 7 through 8. Love never fails. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. It hopes are faithless under all circumstances and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. 1 Corinthians 13, again, love never fails. Nothing works without it, and there can never be a failure within it. When you live by love, you cannot fail. It takes faith to believe that love passes over everything. It takes faith to believe that love can be revolutionary. Love doesn't have to be selfish. Love in the natural, you can't understand the depth of it, how God paid for us to love. But when you practice love by faith and refuse to seek your own selfish actions or your own beliefs in love, and you love as the Father loves, you'll succeed. You'll be able to have an advantage over others. And then when you think of a godly love, that is the love that God is looking for. A godly love gives you a power. It makes you a master over every circumstance and situation in your life. It really is the true activation of the scripture that says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No one has the power to hurt your feelings. They don't have the power to hurt you at all because you are walking in a godly love, loving truly as the Father loves. And again, this love is revolutionary. This morning, I pray that you will be able to walk into revolutionary love. I pray that you'll be able to walk into a greater love, a love that seems impossible to the world. But remember the scripture, you can do all things possible through Christ. Nothing is impossible with Him. Father God, I thank you for your love this morning. Thank you for breathing new life into us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for even in the midst of preaching on your love, how you just continue to show up and show out. I know that this is such a powerful, powerful scripture, a powerful walk, a powerful thing to get us to the other side of darkness. And in the midst of it, I see you, Lord God. I see how you just try to cause a distraction, a corruption, to try to get my spirit to change in the middle of a prayer call, Lord God. But Lord God, I thank you for the eyes that you've given me, the eyes of Christ, Lord God, that can see past those things and understand that the enemy will try to throw distractions in the midst of our love efforts, in the midst of us trying to live in a godly love, in the midst of us, Lord God, trying to step daily, Lord God, continue to give us eyes, Lord God, so that we may see the enemy for who he is, Lord God, and we may be able to stand on your word, Lord God, and know that we have power in you, Lord God. Know, Lord God, that the love that we have never fades out or become obsolete or comes to an end, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can stand in all circumstances, Lord God, because of who you are and because of who you are in us. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for your everlasting love. I thank you for your joy. I thank you for who you are, Lord God. You are so amazing and so worthy, Lord God, of all praise, Lord God. I pray that you would just touch each and every one of us, Lord God, so that we may be able to go out and have a love fest today, Lord God. Have a love fest this weekend, Lord God. Let us unite, Lord God, together for you, Lord God, to give you the ultimate praise, glory, and honor. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you worship today. Lord God, we give you our lives, our bodies as a living sacrifice. Use us today, Lord God. have your way, Lord God. We consider all the things that you have for us, Lord God, all the prayers that we've been speaking, Lord God, that you hear us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those who don't know how to pray. We ask, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts this morning. Speak a word to them, Lord God, so they may hear from you, Lord God. And until we meet again in prayer on Monday, give us traveling grace, cover us, Lord God, to and for our various destinations, and return us home, Lord God, without any hurt, harm, or danger. It is in Jesus' Master's name we pray, and we say amen, and we say thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Let me tell you, there was a little ruckus at my front door, just now outside my door, and in the midst of it, God reigned. He reigned. Peace is still here. You have the power to control your spirit, to control what agitates you and what takes you out of order. When you got a spirit of a godly love, you walk around with a do not disturb sign that no matter what's going on, they can knock, you can't hear, they can't come in without you opening the door. I ask and pray that you would stand on that this today, tomorrow, and forevermore. It ain't easy, but it's just the effort that's worth it. I love you so much. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Be great. Be loved.